More than skydiving, which you really only need to do once, and more than bungee jumping, which you also only need to do once. Bungee jumping is all fun and games until you're laying down and they're wrapping your ankles. And you look back, and the guy in line wants you to jump so he can go. There's no way out. More than those two activities, what I enjoyed most in my life was scuba diving. When I was in the Navy as a chaplain, I was working on a small island the United States has as an installation on La Maddalena, Sardinia. It's a little island between Sardinia and Corsica where our nuclear submarines in the Mediterranean surface for service. And some of these kids hadn't seen sunlight for months. While I was working there, I met a man by the name of Rick Batua. I'll never forget him. Here he is right here. He's retired now in Australia, living a life of fishing and diving. In fact, Rick Batua is now famous because he survived a shark attack. And the Discovery Channel recently, during Shark Week, featured his story of how he survived that. He was a Navy diver when I met him, and I became intrigued at what these Navy divers did. Not just the extraordinary diving, but they did the repairs. They did the rescues. They had to weld underwater. And Rick and his wife befriended me, and I got to spend time with them. And one day he asked me if I want to learn how to dive. And I said, what? He said, listen, can you swim? I said, well, yeah, I can swim. He said, well, then I'm going to teach you to dive. And I remember when we started our classes, Rick Batua said to me, you need to listen to me and you need to learn everything because we are going to another world. I completely underestimated what this world would be like. The extraordinary underwater world, it was awesome. We were in the Mediterranean where there were crystal clear waters, colors I haven't seen, the pressure on your body, the sound, the peaceful sound. I was in a place where I wasn't supposed to be. And all the sea creatures kind of look at you like, how are you living down here? But I was prepared. Rick Batua was tough on me and my buddy who were learning to dive. While we were diving, he would come up behind us and he would take our mask off. And we had to find our mask tethered to the tank, clear it, put it back on in salt water. He would discontinue our regulator, so we had to share breathing with each other. We did night dives. Night diving, there's a lot of darkness in night diving. In fact, just speaking about it makes me anxious. I wouldn't have survived in that world had he not prepared me. And we were too deep to free kick to the surface. We had to live there. We had to stay there. There was no room for panic. It would have been ugly. Today, on this feast day of Christ the King, Jesus Christ is our King, and he said in today's gospel, "My kingdom is not in this world." Jesus is preparing us for another world. When he was baptized, God the Father said, "Behold, my beloved Son, listen to him." We are here to listen to him. We are here to learn from him because we are going to another world. Do we believe that? And it's far more extraordinary than the life in the sea. Paul said, "Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, nor has it so much dawned on you what God has prepared for you." So that's why we're here. My message as we wrap up this liturgical year and as we prepare for a new year to start next weekend, how often do we think of the world we're going to? How often do we recall everything we see here in this world is passing? How often is the kingdom of God? How often is the other world in our conversations? How often is it a part of our decision making? How often is it tied to how we feel during the day? How we live? How we love? How we laugh or cry? How do we see our successes in the context of the kingdom of God? How do we see our hurts and our failures in the context of the world we're preparing for? But Tua one day hauled me and my buddy in the boat out to a 20-meter shelf. And we went down all the way and stood in the sand. And I remember looking up 70 feet to the surface, and I'll never forget the experience of that world. We come here to look up to our Lord, to prepare for something far, far beyond that. And we are blessed for the life of the church to prepare us. I was certified once to dive. I'm no longer certified. My diving days are over because I quit diving. We can never quit coming here to prepare for what will never end. Amen. Let's stand and profess what we believe. I believe in one God.